Getting Yerushalmi, corresponding to Getting Bavli, Daf Lamed, the beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Yitches, Medalef, at the Mishnah. Amar v'moyf es ha-koyen v'es ha-lebi v'es ha-oni li'yif mafish oleihem v'chalkom mafish oleihem v'ches ha-shen kayon. If a person lent money to a coin levy or a poor person on condition to separate from it for him from his portion, means truma, maaserishon, or maaser oni, and he is going to keep it and deduct his value from the loan, he may separate for him based on the chazaka that the borrower is still alive. We need to be concerned that the coin levy died or the poor man became rich and is no longer entitled to maaser oni. If he hears that the borrower died, he must ask his heirs for permission to keep the tithes to which their heirs are entitled. If the loan was made in front of Beis Din, he need not ask the heirs for permission. Rabbi Yosi said that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi, who says that the Chacham enacted that it's as if one acquired, even though Midaraisi he did not acquire. As Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, if it was a suffix, which of two animals is a bechor, the kohen takes one and the second grazes until it gets a mum, a blemish, then the owner eats it like chulin. Rabbi Yosi says, whenever the kohen has something in place of it, it's exempt from matanas, means one who slaughters a chulin animal has to give the foreleg, the jaw, and the stomach to a kohen, whereas Rabbi Meir obligates. Rabbi Yosi said so only about something already existing, yet the tithes are not yet in the world. He needs to sow, etc. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that our Mishnah discusses Makiri Kahuna and Leviya, which is he always gives his Trumah or Maisa to this particular coin or Levi. Our Mishnah discusses also separating from an Oni. Is there Makire Oni? Also, of the Koyin Rabbi Imi, Koyin Levi Shaya Chavri So Mois, Va'amalai Hafei Shalem Michalki. The case came in front of Rabbi Imi. If a Koyin or Levi owed money to Yisrael and said to him, separate from me from my portion, is it permitted? Amalai, Vole Taninan, Ela, Amal V'mois, Is a Koyin, Is a Levi, Is a Oni, Liyos Mafshalehen, Michal Koy, V'shavu, Amalas Kain. Rabbi Imi answered that our Mishnah taught only if one lent money to a Kohen, Levi or Oni, on condition to separate from him from his portion, means when he lent to him with a stipulation. If he did not lend to him with a stipulation, then he may not. Rabbi Zeira answered, even if he did not lend to him with this stipulation, it's permitted.
If they were learned from the following Baisa, similarly if a Levi owed a Yisrael money and he said to him, separate from me from my portion, he may not collect Maisa from others and separate, means keep it due to the loan, because a Levi cannot make a Levi to collect Maisa. It forbids only to collect from others and separate, but he may separate from his own, even though he didn't lend initially with a stipulation. The Mishnah shouldn't say he need not be concerned lest the Oni became rich. Rather, he is concerned lest the Oni become rich, and he may separate only if he knows that he's still poor. And we have a support from a Baisa. If one lent to an Oni and he became rich, he may not separate from him, because one may not separate on what was lost. He stipulated to collect only from his Matonis Aniyim, and now the Boa may not receive them. V'chia ba ukva b'shem Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Chanina v'yoshe kahuna v'leviyah hi masnisa ava v'yoshe Oni ein la'oni nechle. V'chia ba ukva, quoting Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that our Mishnah says that if the borrower died, the lender must ask his heirs for permission to continue. It discusses heirs of Kahuna and Leviya, but not heirs of an Oni, because there is no inheritance of poverty. Means if the heirs are entitled to Matnas Aniyim, it's because they are Aniyim. It's not due to their father. Therefore, the lender may not separate from what they are entitled to receive. Tani ba kapo inecha adam she'ene bar lidei A kapara said in the Baisa that there is no one who does not come to this midah of poverty, either as he or his son, or if not, then his son's son. The Gemara says now that we can infer that the borer can retract. Can the lender retract? We learned from the following Baisa, if a person lent to an oni and he became rich, you may not separate for him because one may not separate on what was lost. The oni merited to keep the money in his hands. We can infer that this teaches that the lender cannot retract. The Gemara says, is our Mishnah not difficult for Rav? Rav said that an heir is like Meshuvad, means like a buyer regarding liens. Just like a loan through witnesses means without a document is not collected from Meshuvadim, so it's not collected from heirs. Why does permission of heirs permit to separate? We should say that there's no lien against the heirs, and we may not separate on what was lost. The answer is, he explains that our Mishnah discusses a loan with a document. Rehabo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the loan through witnesses is collected from heirs, but only from heirs who inherited land. This is like these people of Rabbi Nechemiah's house. They lent to the Sibur coins for stocker. The case came in front of Rabbanon. They said to him, you don't have an entire Sibur of rich, nor an entire Sibur of poor. They'll always be poor, therefore they can always collect.